Everyone here at the Disney Resorts Kingdom would like to thank Mouska Trips for sponsoring programming here at the Disney Resorts Kingdom. Mouska Trips is dedicated to giving you a Disney experience before you even arrive at the parks. They try to get you the best price they can, and they want you to have the best Disney vacation possible. So please visit our sponsors, Mouska Trips, at www.mousketrips.com. That's www.mousketrips.com. Please visit www.disneyresortskingdom.com and click on one of the many links to relive the magic. And please purchase an item and help fund the Disney Resorts Kingdom.
Hello, and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. Here are your hosts, Luke Manning and Nick McLamb. Guys, take it away.
Hello, and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. I am your host, Luke Manning, and joined with me, as always, today is our sort of co-host, Nick McLamb.
Yeah. Hey.
What's up, Nick?
What's up?
Not much. I assume you've heard about the California wildfires.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't get anywhere near Anaheim.
Well, that's sort of where the area is that they're going on.
Oh my word! Okay.
Actually,
let's get out the fire trucks and make a boundary.
Actually, one sign. I know a couple of signs in Disneyland Park were blown down, and Remember Dreams Come True is cancelled for the time being. I don't think it was going on last night, and I don't think it's going on this night either. And,
wow.
Also, do you know how the Parade of Dreams, or as I like to say, the Parade of Women's Underwear, how it makes, like, little stops in the middle, like, halfway through the parade, and starts singing the Welcome to Our Family time song, or whatever it's called, the theme of the parade, and they start dancing. Well, they're not doing that for safety reasons for the performance, because you know it's really hot. It was, God, about 90 degrees here today, and of course they're in full blown costume, so it's kind of dangerous for them.
Wow.
Fortunately, I'm doing just fine and dandy. So, all right. So today we will be talking about my weekend visit to the Disneyland Resort. But first, cover a little bit of housekeeping things. First, we're going to tell you about the 5 days of Halloween here on the EDRP. The next 5 shows, including this show, will be Halloween-themed. And basically just going to talk about anything and everything Halloween for the next week and a half. Also, 2 other Halloween celebrations going on with the Window to the Magic podcast and the Everything Disney podcast. So, here's a couple of promos for them.
Last year, the Window to the Magic podcast brought you an unprecedented event. A show unlike any heard before. Thrills, chills, and an adventure beyond your imagination made The Secrets of the Wooden Door an instant classic. Now, as the Halloween season approaches, one might expect this year's show to be twice as good. Well, you'd be dead wrong. Halloween Night 2007, the Window to the Magic podcast will bring you not one, not two, but 3 separate stories, each designed to get you into the spirit of the holiday. Prepare yourself to go on a spook hunt with the world-famous Ghostbusters. Then, learn all about the tragic and deadly past of the one and only Haunted Mansion. And finally, gather everyone close, because the last story is so intense, no one should listen to it by themselves. Ghosts, ghouls, and goblins, all coming your way this Halloween from the Window to the Magic. Lights out. everyone.
Was the dawn of Halloween, and all throughout the podcast, not a host was peaceful, not even Luke. The history, all gathered on the internet with care, when read about on that Sunday, would cause such a scare. The listeners, nestled all snug with their iPods, would have nightmares of Luke and the history of the Haunted Mansion.
Happy holidays, everyone!
Please listen to the Everything Disney Podcast Haunted Mansion Halloween Show, coming out Sunday, October 28th, 2007, on the dawn of Halloween. So they both look really great, and I really would advise you to check them out, especially the Window to the Magic one. That looks great, and I really need to get to work on that one of mine, but yeah. So, my weekend at the Disneyland Resort, or not the weekend, my Sunday at the Disneyland Resort. So, got up as usual, about 9 o'clock, went there, parked for once, not in the Mickey and Friends parking structure, actually parked at the Downtown Disney parking lot, and we saw that it was packed, absolutely horrifically busy. But first we saw the Nightmare Before Christmas in Disney Digital 3D. Now, have you heard that they were supposed to show a short film before it called Vincent?
Did they? Did they do that?
Well, they were supposed to, but it wasn't at my showing, which was kind of annoying. I'm not sure why they didn't show it, but it went straight into the Nightmare Before Christmas, and of course it was in 3D. I actually have my 3D glasses sitting up there on my TV closet shelf thing, and it was entertaining. It looked very well and very crisp around. Great movie. Have you seen The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yes, I have, but I haven't seen it in 3D, which I want to do, but
what do you think of The Nightmare Before Christmas as a movie itself?
It's alright. It's not the best thing in the world, but it's pretty good from what it's not the best. There you go.
It's a very unique movie in my opinion. There's not really anything like it, except for Corpse Bride, but that was a complete and utter failure, from what I can tell.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's The Nightmare Before Christmas in 3D! So we walked through Downtown Disney, surrounded by some sweaty, smelly people, and we got to the Esplanade, and we saw that the line for the bag check was really, really long. We were in that line for about 10 minutes, which is weird. And we got into the Esplanade, went into Disneyland, and we saw it was packed. Nemo had a 2-hour line, Space Mountain had a 2-hour line, had a 1-hour line. Most things had a 1-hour line. Haunted Mansion Holiday had a 45-minute line.
Did you ride it, though?
Nah, I only actually went on two...
Right. You said you went on Small World.
I went on two... Yeah, I'll tell the folks, but the main reason for me to go in there was to ride Small World, because actually the day I was in there was the last day it would be open as the original Small World until about January of 2009. And for those of you who don't know what I mean by that, it's closed until November 8th for the transition into It's a Small World Holiday, and it will be open from that, from midway November to the beginning of January. Then it's going to begin a 10-month refurbishment, and once all of the refurbishment is done, they're going to keep it down and put back in the holiday stuff, and it will reopen in November of 2008 as It's a Small World Holiday, and then it will close down for another 2 weeks in January, and then reopen as the original Small World. So I'm not going to get to ride the original Small World without holiday songs until January of 2009.
Aww.
Which I'm kind of bummed out about, because I really enjoy that ride. It's a great ride. A lot of people make fun of it, but I don't.
You don't make fun of it?
I used to, but I don't anymore. I just enjoy it. It's the world of laughter, a world of tears. It's the world of hope. That's enough of me singing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Nick's kind of scared.
Yeah.
We walked around the park, walked through Fantasyland. Most things had a really bad line. Of course, Dumbo had a horrible line. I don't know, but it was the usual longness. Walked past Woody's Halloween Roundup. I wanted to go in there, but my parents said no, because they're whiny, rude word that I can't say on the Disney podcast. Big Thunder Mountain was down, because something happened, I don't know what. Of course, there was like a 30-minute wait for Pirates, 45 for Haunted Mansion Holiday, an hour-long line for Splash Mountain. And then I saw the treehouse, Tarzan's treehouse was open, and I said, why don't we just take a little walk through here? And my parents said, no. So, Indiana Jones had like a 45-minute wait, Jungle Cruise had a 10-minute wait. So I said, why don't we go on that? My parents said, no, we did it last time. Tiki Room.
For a long time, because you live in California, so.
Yeah, I wanted to do the Tiki Room, but my parents said no. I said, why don't we go over to Tomorrowland and do, like, Interventions or Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, because that'll be something we'll be able to get into easily. My parents said no. So we, well, here's the story, because we, when you park in Downtown Disney, you get a free 3 hours. So you get 3 hours for free. And, yeah, so you can redeem an extra 2 hours if you're at seeing a movie, which we did. So we only had 5 hours. So we got there about 10. We got out of the movie about 1. So that left us with about 2 hours in the park. So about two and a half hours in the park. So we were walking down Main Street. I went into the Main Street watch shop. Actually got a very nice watch, which I have right here. It's a Mickey Mouse watch. Got Mickey Mouse 6's signature on it, a little caricature of Mickey in his head, and the watch itself is really nice in a light blue tone. It's a great watch.
How much was it?
$25.
Hold on, 45 or 25?
25. Is that cheap or expensive?
Cheap.
I thought it was expensive.
Yeah, well, never mind.
pricing is different between you Americans and we Brits. Anyway, yeah. Moving on, we got down to the end of Main Street, and I said, why don't we just go in Disneyland the first 50 magical years, because it will give us something to do for a little while, and my parents said yes. Great film. I walked around, had a look at some of the exhibits. I really got to take my camera in there and just film every little nook and cranny, and yeah, so it's a great ride. Then we left and went home. Yeah, sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's about it for today's show. As always, this podcast, along with the rest on Disney Resorts Kingdom, is sponsored by MouseKatrips.com. Check out the Friends of the Show by going to DisneyResortsKingdom.com and click on Friends of the DRK. You can email me, Luke@DisneyResortsKingdom.com, and I'll get to work on setting Nick up an email.
Oh, really?
Yes.
If I can figure out
how to do it. But
moving up in the world.
But if anyone wants to contact you, Nick, what do they do?
I'll give you my email.
What's your email, Nick?
It's Disney. It's SpectroMan09@AIM.com.
So SpectroMan09@AIM.com.
Yeah.
All right. So that's it for the show this week. We're going to end it off with some nice music, whatever that music may be. Thanks for joining me. Yeah. Thanks for joining me as always, Nick.
Yeah. You're welcome.
All right. See you guys.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Hilda, yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
So is Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.